Hello, Hackers. I'm here to talk to you again about consistency because it's just like the biggest thing in the whole world. Like, you know, the key, like there's the saying that the key is consistency. The key to success is consistency. Consistency, consistency. So if we were all consistent, we would be fucking unstoppable. So what's stopping us from being consistent? Okay, let's break it down in this episode. I believe we are being sold a lie that we need to deteriorate over time. Anti-aging is in our face every day. People are afraid and ashamed of not being young. While aging is inescapable, I believe we can improve as we age. Join me, Belle Carter, as I go on a journey of self-optimization in all areas of life: mental, physical, emotional, financial, and spiritual. Let's get hacked as. Hey, thanks for tuning in. I hope you've learned a hack or two today. If you like what you're hearing, you know what to do. Like, subscribe, rate, comment, share, depending on where you're listening. If you have any questions for me or any of the guests you hear on the show, send them to hackedasradio.com for a chance to be featured. Remember, your best days don't need to be behind you. So I want to start with a quote, and that's by Mother Teresa. Be faithful in small things because it is in them that your strength lies. And I think that is everything. The thing is, we get so caught up in thinking that it's the big sweeping gestures or the big things that you do that make the difference. But the reality is, it's the little things. It's taking your supplement each day. It's finding your 5 minutes to meditate each day. It's having your going to the gym every time you're supposed to go to the gym. That's not each day, but every session, going to your sessions. It's reading your book each day. It's whatever, all the things that you do, small things each day. It's brushing your teeth each day. It's brushing your hair each day. It's just the little things. It's just the little things. It's just crazy how we get so caught up in thinking that they have to be the big things. It has to be big things. And because they're little things, we can also get caught up in letting them slide by not doing our face mask this week that we know is best for our skin. And if we don't do it, then our skin will suffer. It's just skipping a gym session, which we know we need to do, but we think one is okay. But the thing is, when we start to skip, we let things slide, and that's when things become, it just becomes like a steep slope, and all of a sudden everything starts to go. You just lose all your momentum, all your consistency, just by dropping the small things. And the small things really are the big things. So my friend messaged me the other day and she said, like, would you like to get a trainer with me? Like, we can go halves and have a trainer. I'm like, cool, that would be cool, I guess. But then she's like, she'll just give us a plan of what to do and a plan of what to eat. And I just thought about it and I was like, we're smart. We don't actually need someone to tell us what to eat or how to train. We've been doing this for years and years, and it's not the how. It's not the how that we're messing up. We know what to do. We know what to eat. We know. Like, you're a hacker, you probably know these things too. You already know what's good for you. But it's not about knowing. It's about the doing. It's about we do it for a certain amount of time and then we just stop. So what is it that's making us stop? Because we can be going, like, I can do an 8-week challenge and I can be fine for 8 weeks. And then the 8-week challenge finishes and I've gotten results. But then I just stop doing the thing that's been getting me results. I don't think it's because obviously it's not because we don't know what we're doing. We were just doing something that was working for 8 weeks. So why do we stop? I think for me, it's not about that. I think sometimes you just get a bit burnt out. Maybe something's stopped. Maybe you've stopped the daily meditation, and then that's actually taking more toll on you than you would realize. Maybe you're going through something. Maybe someone in your life has died, or you're having an argument with a friend, or you've got your heart broken, you're going through a breakup, or you've had an injury, or there's all these different things that happen in life that we can't foresee, and those have an effect on us. And I recently had a falling out with a friend, and we had an argument, it was an extreme argument, and that ended up having a huge fallen effect into my life. It made me stay up at night. I couldn't sleep properly. So that ran into my other things. Like, I was tired. I was sleeping late, so I wasn't making my proper food that I should be eating. So I wasn't eating properly. So I was not getting my energy back. Because I wasn't sleeping and I wasn't eating properly. So the last thing I felt like doing was going to the gym. So I wasn't going to the gym. And then because I was totally letting everything slide because I was tired. I didn't want to do anything. So I wasn't meditating. I wasn't doing my personal development. Everything came back to me being upset initially and having a lot on my mind. But when I can deal with that, deal with the problems, give my mind some peace, then I can start to sleep. And then I can make my proper food, and then I feel like meditating, and then I feel like going to the gym. So it's just one thing that can be knocked out of whack that can just throw everything off. And we all go through things sometimes. I think what's important is to recognize that as soon as possible, and to know that it's totally fine to go through things sometimes, and it's totally fine to drop the ball sometimes. The ball sometimes just gets friggin' heavy and you need to drop it. Things happen in life and you can't just beat yourself up about it. What you can do is have a cry, is stay in bed all day, is go away and visit friends, is to just go and do something that helps and allow yourself to heal, or actually deal with the actual issue, have the conversation with your friend you've had an argument with, make up with them, take care of yourself, allow yourself to mourn if you're going through a heartache, just be kind to yourself and don't beat yourself up because that's not going to help you at all get back on the horse. So the consistency thing, you can have it all down pat. You can have it all down pat. I had it down pat for weeks and weeks and weeks. And then one thing would happen, it would throw me totally off. And so what you need to do is, in those times, you need to take action according to what you need. So if you're tired and you're sore, go and treat yourself to a massage. Take a day off. Go out into the sunshine. Do what you know makes you feel better and helps you to heal, so that you can get back into your consistency. Now, when I started this podcast, I really didn't think we were going this way. But I think I've gone the way for the best. I was going to give you 3 tips on how to be more consistent. But I don't think it's about that. Because I think when we drop the ball, when we stop being consistent, I don't think it's about laziness. I think it comes from something else. And every day in our life, we're just throwing curveballs that knock us off course. And that's fine. And sometimes we have to be off course for a bit. Sometimes we have to change course because that course no longer serves us. But the important thing is to identify that. Take the time you need to heal from it. And then reevaluate. And maybe you need to change the course. Or maybe you're ready to jump back on course. And the longer it takes to get back on course, well, obviously when it comes to gym, the more progress you lose, the longer it takes. But this is also a learning experience, and you've got a muscle memory, and you can come back stronger than before, especially after you've healed from something that's helped you grow into the next level of yourself, to shed a skin and come out the other side. So you can be coming back with a fierceness that you didn't have before. So don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged, because you can come back from this. If you stop being consistent, if you drop the ball in some area of your life, you can come back from this even better. And so, like, different reasons for dropping the ball, that can be, you can be afraid of something. Maybe you're afraid. Maybe you're getting real results, or you're getting close to something, and now you're scared because you're like, shit, what if this doesn't work? Or what if it does work and everything changes? Like, that's a scary thought for some people. Maybe you've just had your mum move in with you, like that's happened to me. Maybe you have lost someone, gone through a breakup. You might have your work may be changing, something's changed at work. You might be getting bullied at work or in life. Maybe you've had an injury. Yesterday I practiced doing a headstand and I came down off it not good at all. And the way I landed jarred my ankle that I rolled a few months, which I sprained a few months ago. And I freaked out for a second there. I was like, holy shit, no, no, not when I'm just getting back into everything. I do not want to injure myself. Thank God I was okay. But sometimes people just get an injury or something. There's so many different things it could be to knock you off course. You might just be tired, but the tiredness normally comes from something. There's always something. There's something, and we get thrown curveballs all the time. And remaining consistent can be a really good way to deal with those things. But sometimes you just get knocked so far off course, you just need to spend some time righting yourself, getting yourself back upright. And when you're ready, get back on course or reevaluate your course and make a new one if need be. So I hope this helped, because it's not just about being consistent. It's not just about that. Because there are ways to stay consistent, I can tell you, like, to make manageable goals, set yourself achievable goals, or have an accountability partner, or I've just been looking on all these different ways you can stay consistent, and don't give in to self-doubt, and write down your goals and be consistent from the morning when you wake up at 5 a.m. because, you know, we should all wake up at 5 a.m. I'm being sarcastic here. I hope you noticed that. So I could give you all of those things, but the fact is, if you don't feel like doing those things, and if you're already going through something that's making you not want to do anything, me telling you ways to be consistent is not going to help you. So I hope this has helped you guys. I hope this will help you more and give you more of an insight onto maybe why there's a reason why you haven't been consistent. And it's not because the steps that you can Google right now and find the answers to how to be consistent. It's not because of those things. It's because of something else. And I just want you to, above all things, be kind to yourself and do not de-stress on others. Go and run yourself a bath and just chill out. Put on some Netflix that you don't have to even think. Just give yourself a break. All right. I hope you got some value out of this, guys. Take care.